From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. WGCU's Julie Glenn is on the line, and she is at a voting precinct location in Collier County. Julie, tell us where you're at and what you're seeing.
We're at the main library complex, which has been an early voting scene for the last several weeks, but now it is election day. Traffic, according to the people standing outside who have been standing outside for the last couple of weeks campaigning, they're telling me that traffic is a lot lighter today on election day than it has been for the past 2 weeks.
I'm currently in the parking lot of the Broadway Palm Dinner Theater. It's a pro-Biden rally that I came across this morning. It's got maybe two dozen people along the side of Colonial waving signs, wearing T-shirts. They've got a DJ playing, and they're just trying to whip up some last-minute excitement, I presume. And they're getting lots of honks. I've watched and listened for about 20 minutes, and a lot of people honking, some people thumbs up, some people providing other gestures, but they're doing what they can to generate some last-moment excitement.
From WGCU News, I'm Julie Glenn, and I'm on the phone with Carrie Barber, our reporter and All Things Considered host, who is in Immokalee. Carrie, how is it going out in Immokalee?
It's great. I'm at the Immokalee polling place right now. There's almost like a festive atmosphere here. There's a lot of people milling around. There's people, a steady stream of people going into the polls. There are people outside the perimeter that are some that are holding Trump flags, some that are holding Biden-Harris flags. There are some organizations handing out their recommended candidate sheet, that kind of thing. But everything is very peaceful and very calm, and it's a beautiful day, and it's a really nice atmosphere here in Immokalee.
Well, we sure got a break on the weather if you're going to have to wait in line anywhere in Florida.
It's a perfect day. It's about 77 here and with a light breeze, and everybody is just in a good mood.
So you haven't seen much in the way of lines?
I haven't seen any lines. Earlier this morning, around 10 o'clock this morning, I was in Everglades City, which is way down south, if people don't know. And there were just a few people coming in and out of that. It's a very small town, and a lot of people apparently have already voted there. So I just ran into a couple of people there. I ran into a first-time voter who was 18 years old, voting for the first time, and then a family who was voting with a father who was voted for the first time as a new American citizen.
WGCU News, I'm Julie Glenn. I'm on the phone right now with reporter Andrea Perdomo, who is in Charlotte County at a polling location. Andrea, where exactly are you and what are you seeing?
I am in Punta Gorda at the South County Regional Library, and it's pretty quiet over here right now. There isn't a line here at this polling location, and the parking lot is, I would say, about kind of empty, actually, probably about a quarter full.
Well, I know we're not allowed to talk with people that are working the polling locations, so we can't get a whole lot of context as far as, like, how busy it's been all day long. But you just aren't seeing much activity. Are there any people camped out outside trying to wave flags or get attention for their candidates?
Usually at polling locations,
I'm Julie Glenn. I'm on the phone right now with Valerie Vandepan, one of our reporters who's been out and about all day today, checking election polling places on election day. Valerie, where are you now?
I'm in Arcadia.
Arcadia is in DeSoto County, correct?
Yes, it is. I am at the 5th and 6th precincts, which are at the House of God Church on South Alabama Avenue.
So what have you been seeing there?
It's a beautiful day. It's a black community. Community members are hanging out across the street from the polling site. They're talking, they're drinking sodas, they're sharing time together, and really just enjoying a beautiful, beautiful day. Very peaceful. People have been going in and out. There are no long lines, but there's definitely some voting traffic. And the folks outside feel really good about it. They feel really good about the community coming together to vote. Doesn't matter who they're voting for. Just what's important is that they're out and they're voting.
WGCU News. I'm Julie Glenn. I'm on the phone right now with Michelle Alvarez, who is at one of the polling locations in Lee County that is about to close. Michelle, where are you?
I'm currently at Lakes Regional Library in Fort Myers. They're about to close in about 10 minutes or so.
Have you seen much activity there since you pulled in? You've been there for about, what, 10 minutes?
Yeah, about 10 minutes or so. When I was arriving, I saw people holding signs, which I assume were standing outside, leaving and starting to pack up, going to their cars. And I currently see a couple of people walking out, assuming they just voted, and some people arriving, which I'm sure they're voting too.